The Susan G. Komen Oregon and Southwest Washington More Than Pink Walk happens August 23rd, and it's going virtual this year because of COVID-19 precautions. Ann Berryman's Director of Communications and Development for Komen. And how will the virtual version of the More Than Pink Walk work this year?
So it's a really interesting time for us during COVID. We have found a platform. It's a virtual platform which allows people to see from their phones, from their televisions, from their laptops. They can actually watch us engage in the opening ceremony with our MCs, our special speakers, Dr. Nathalie Johnson singing the national anthem, and so much more, Zumba class, etc. And so you'll get that link when you register with us. And you'll be able to basically take your phone on the walk or hike or run with us and take pictures, be able to see pictures and videos of people doing the very same thing out exercising and supporting Komen. And that'll be August 23rd starting at 8:30 in the morning.
So I imagine a lot of people will share their photos on their social media. Does Komen also have, will there be one site where the photos are shared?
Yes, and it'll be on our Facebook page, Susan G. Komen, Oregon and Southwest Washington. But yes, we'll absolutely be showcasing those photos, videos of people throughout the morning, and just getting excited about what they're doing and they're dressing up and where they're walking or running or hiking or whatever form of exercise at this point.
So tell us what's involved with registration. How does somebody take part?
Yeah, you can just go to KomenOregon.org and you can sign up. Just go to the events page and look up the More Than Pink Walk. It's easy to register. There's a registration button. You quickly just jump in there, add your information, and then we send you updates about things to think about. We have a huge packet pickup event this weekend, obviously social distanced, but curbside. And so when you register, you can start fundraising however much you're able to. But fundraising will continue through October 31st. So lots of time to continue to get engaged and start your fundraising, really. But it's an easy couple, 2-3 steps, and you're registered and off to the races, so to speak.
Do you have certain fundraising goals, maybe for individuals and then I suppose for teams or businesses?
You know, we have some recommendations. So if you're an individual walking because you're connected to the cause in some way or want to support community, you know, we encourage people to raise $100 because all of those dollars go directly to our services and programs. If you are a team, we encourage the team to raise at least $1,000, but preferably $2,500 or more. When people donate to themselves first, like say $25 or $50, it's unbelievable when you reach out to your network. You can fundraise through your own Facebook page. There's a participant center on our website where you can fundraise and get good content for conversation starting through email and text and so on. Text to Give is even a part of the program this year. So there's really no end to the ways that you can get involved before or even after the event has concluded. You know, our goal has been somewhat revised because of the pandemic and obviously the nature of our work. We do want to be very careful bringing people together. And so it's better to be virtual and have people walk in their pods or with the members of their household. Our goal is about $300,000, and we are roughly at $180,000 today. So we do have quite a bit of fundraising to do, but we have some incredible people that are so passionate about making sure that our treatment access program is very available to the public. We moved restrictions or criteria to be able to participate in that program. And because of that, we've seen a 66% increase in need of financial assistance, you know, for gas, food, lodging, lights, utility bills, you name it. People both who live maybe a couple miles from treatment but don't want to take mass transit, so they get in a Lyft, or they could live 400 miles from treatment and need support. So people who are unemployed certainly qualify. There's no geography restriction. It's for anybody in Oregon and Southwest Washington. So that's one of our programs where we realized we had to refine our criteria so to be more available for people no matter where they live. And because of that, we've already helped in 4 months about 140 people. And typically in a year, you know, our goal is about 250 people. So gives you a sense of the need, and people are certainly contacting us every day. So this is one concrete program and service that we offer that no one else offers in Oregon and Southwest Washington. So fundraising really helps us make sure that program stays intact and that there are increased funds for it.
Do you offer any advice to participants on how they might be able to use social media or emailing friends to be able to try to increase donations?
Yeah, you know what? It's really about telling your story or sharing a story that you've seen on our social media, on our Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Just going to the Komen, Oregon Facebook page, a lot of our stories are right there. You can share those stories. You can share stories of your own journey or someone really close to you. But we have a lot of good content on our web pages, and really it's about liking and sharing our communications and letting people know that you want to get involved and registered and want to raise funds on our behalf, because that's really how we are able to do any of the work that we do, is only because of the public.
Now, Komen has four pillars that define the organization. What are they?
So the four pillars are really specific: research, care, community, and action. So research obviously speaks for itself. We have two leading research institutes right here. Nearly half of our annual budget is about the amount that goes to research right here in Oregon. We also fund screening, education, financial assistance to access treatment. And then really it's about bringing community together to what I call sort of convening the minds of how do we move our work forward in promoting earlier, how do we get earlier detection through technology? How do we make sure people of color have equal and similar treatment or screening as anybody else? You know, that's a major issue right now. And so anything we can do to bring many minds to the table to talk about what we're seeing as issues in the breast cancer community and how can we work collectively to solve those issues. Typically, those issues are large and costly, and so Komen is really keen to make sure to bring the right minds and certainly groups that can afford to help fund the projects, like our African American initiative that we have been developing for about 2 years. That is underway. And then really the last pillar, action, is around advocacy. Some of the similar types of topics, as I just mentioned, but also legislatively. We typically have at least one or two bills at the state level that we must really push hard to get support. And then we also certainly have legislation to ensure that we have federal funds for breast cancer research, and so it requires a whole contingency of people going or participating in those legislative sessions in Washington, D.C. So, you know, it's really as simple as those four things. You know, taking action also means getting involved. You may have never been involved in a walk before or a breast cancer event, and this is really the time to do it because people really do need us right now. So, you know, it's a lot of fun, great community. I wish we could all be together. It's so amazing and heartwarming, but we want to make sure to do the best for our community.
With unemployment at record levels, have you seen an increase in need for financial assistance?
We have. So we have gotten many phone calls from people who have lost their jobs. The pandemic has struck, and they've been diagnosed with breast cancer. That's three very difficult situations in and of themselves. So when we talk to people who have had all three of those situations take place in their lives, you know, we want to jump into action to help them in any way they can. You know, breast cancer is a very costly treatment plan for any one individual, even if you have wonderful insurance. So we know that, you know, when you are unemployed or lose your job, that means you may lose your insurance if you cannot quickly get onto the Oregon Health Plan and you still have to keep your breast cancer treatment going. You may be on COBRA. That can really eat a lot of your unemployment benefits. So Komen comes in to say, we can do this, and then we know of these two programs that could also help with these aspects of the needs that you have. The need has, just for the treatment access program, which is financial assistance, to do whatever you need to do to make sure you complete treatment. Like I said, it's gone up 66%. And we know that conversely, not as many people are going in and getting screened, even though the clinics and imaging facilities have started to open and take patients because of great fear. And so we have some Facebook Live events called the Health at Home series that we started during the pandemic to really help people who may be symptomatic be able to watch one of these discussions and then be able to get in and get screening. So we have lots of resources, and we're getting more calls every day. They're just starting to grow because more and more people are being laid off from their jobs, which is really unfortunate.
With COVID-19, are you hearing about people who are concerned about going to medical facilities because of the virus? Maybe, you know, not going when they should go in to get tested?
Yes. And, you know, we have experts that have shared with us what the real, the likelihood of COVID affecting people who need to get in and get screened. And with the protocols that health systems and imaging facilities have right now, they're taking every precaution. I just went in and got screened last week, and they take incredible steps to make sure, one, your temperature, you don't have any, your temperature's normal, you don't have any symptoms of COVID, you get a badge, you're contained to a certain area so that, you know, you're just going to the place that you need to go. And it was, you know, a great deal of hand sanitizer. Doors are kept propped open. I just highly recommend, if you're symptomatic or it is time for you to get your annual screening, don't wait and certainly get those appointments set up. And if you need help getting an appointment, call us. You know, go to our webpage. We're available and we will be able to help anyone. But we know that people have put their screenings off due to fear of getting COVID in the process. And I'm confident that so many systems, health systems, are taking those precautions for anyone as they need services. And so I encourage everyone to not wait and talk with your provider if you do feel like you need to wait, and weigh the odds out of doing that.
And it sounds like this may be one of the most important years for the More Than Pink Walk. Why don't you tell us one more time, for people who want to register, how they do that?
So the registration process is incredibly simple. Just go to comanoregon.org and go under the events tab. Look at More Than Pink Walk. The registration button's just right on that page. It'll walk you through a couple steps for your information and get you on your way to fundraising. And we're going to have a great event next Sunday.
That's Ann Berryman, the Director of Communications and Development for Susan G. Komen, Oregon, Southwest Washington, on the More Than Pink Walk, August 23rd.